Now I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 through 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather thou all the congregation together under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now Moses is commanded here to bring Aaron and his sons with all the articles which are to be used in the consecration of the priests. And it sounds sort of like a grocery list, but it's very important what it speaks of. Then he's to gather the congregation together to witness the ritual of consecrating the priests. And this, I think, was a very impressive service. They will see that God takes feeble men and sets them aside for his service. And I feel like saying hallelujah at that basis, because he'll do that for you and me today. Now, in Hebrews 7:28, I read, For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh a son who's consecrated forevermore. Now, he's consecrated. I'm not really. We'll see what I mean by that. The marvelous thing is, he takes man with infirmity. If he demanded perfection, I'd be left out. Thank God he takes them like that. Now will you notice the articles that he uses? And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now Moses does what he's told to do, and the people likewise obey and come together for the service. Verse 5, And Moses said unto the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And friends, this is what God commanded. And now Moses gives a word of explanation. He's following the instructions of the Lord. Now you have the cleansing of Aaron and his sons. Verse 6, notice this. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. He gave them a bath, if you please. Moses brings Aaron and his sons, see, to the laver for washing. Now this signifies that they're to be holy, pure, and clean if they're to serve the Lord. Now, they've already been to the altar for forgiveness, but they need cleansing. And that's the thing I insist on today, that a great many people say, well, I'm saved. You are? Hallelujah. And you think that justifies you to do any kind of service? And they say yes. And I say you're wrong. You have to be cleansed to be used. Listen to this. It's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit renews as we go along. We're told to draw near with a truer heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. What does that mean? That we've been to him for cleansing. And again, Paul in Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You want a good bath? Let me suggest a good bar of soap, the word of God. That'll clean you. That's what he says here. Listen to the Lord Jesus. John 13:10, Jesus saith unto him, He that wash needeth not save to wash his feet, but is cleansed every whit, and ye're clean. But not all. And he's talking about Judas. And we're told if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You want to be used of God? Then go confess your sins, Christian. That's the first step. Somebody says, well, I don't like that. I'm not asking you that, whether you like it or not. God commanded it. You either do it his way or you don't do it. Because you see, he has his way of doing things.